May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. May I never boast except in the cross, the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, his moment of great weakness. May that be our boast. As someone who is a little partial to boasting, that sentence always hits me. By way of example, occasionally I share family stories when I'm preaching. I tend not to do that so much when the people involved are in the front pew to be embarrassed. But one of the things I do as part of that to help people appreciate the relatability is to explain. I have a slightly biased view of how things unfolded in my family because I'm the oldest, I'm mom's favorite, I'm the smartest son of all the three brothers, I'm the best looking, and the humblest. So when I hear, may I only boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, it hits you right between the eyes. What do you take pride in? What are you willing to suffer and sacrifice for? It's the challenge of the second reading and the gospel today for us. And that's something that we as Americans don't really like. We really don't like that. We're not good at it. We don't like it. I mean, think about it. Right now, in 3 more minutes when you get bored, you can go on your phone and order something good from Amazon, and it will be there when you get home. Just think about that. The comfort and ease with which we live when we are supposed to boast in the cross of Christ. We have a challenge of suffering. So I have I stumbled upon a cartoon once to demonstrate how this plays out in life and how our usual approach to suffering leaves us somewhat lacking. And so you see this group of people all carrying a physical cross. Right? It's just meant to be a metaphor for life. So it's literally a physical cross. It's maybe twice as tall as, you know, the different stick figures that are doing this. And one of them realizes this is very difficult. And so in the second panel, they're actually sawing off about a foot from the bottom of the cross. And so it's lighter, and they repeat this 2 or 3 more times until their crosses doesn't drag on the ground behind them, and it's much easier to carry. And you see them sort of like sauntering along while the others struggle. And then at the very end in the last panel, there's this great chasm to cross in order to get to heaven. And the others flip their cross down to walk across, and the one who took the shortcut is stuck on the other side. And it reminds me of a title of a book. I've not read it, so I can't recommend it, but I can't get past the title. The title is Shopping for a Lighter Cross. Shopping for a Lighter Cross. Can we not all admit that this is how we look at life? This is what we bring to the Lord when we come to prayer. Lord, my life can be so difficult. Can't you make it easier? When that may be exactly the wrong thing to ask for. That may be exactly the wrong thing to ask for. Think about the death to self, the dying to self, the suffering of the 72 in terms of our world and our mission today. Just think about it, right? First, from the very beginning, there's nothing about this commission of discipleship that's easy. Literally nothing, right? He starts by telling, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. There's more work than you can get done, so you should be excited. There's more work than you can get done. So, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Great. I've seen this cartoon. I know how this ends. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Don't provide for yourselves. And don't seek to ingratiate yourselves with others for the sake of getting ahead. Then there's this great instruction that we don't really understand because we don't live in a hospitality culture the same way they did in the ancient Near East, right? Into whatever household, and stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. That's, again, an instruction for suffering, not to play favorites. And that once you get to a town, not to figure out who the more influential and the wealthier, who has the best food for dinner, and move to that house after you've been there a few days, but to stay with the one who's willing to welcome you from the very beginning, who serves you before they know